All right, guys. Back here on Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We'll finish up here with John in Oregon, and then we're going to go to Ron in Ohio. So, yeah, John, it's just it's crazy, isn't it? No matter how you slice this, it's like a Snickers bar. It comes out peanuts. There's just no way getting around this. Whether you're a Bush supporter or not, you cannot account for a policy like this to, you know, be announcing a stand down in the midst of this imminent threat they're telling us is coming. You know, if Clinton did this, the so-called conservatives would be all over his case and talk about his incompetence. And, you know, I don't see how Bush supporters could possibly defend this on any ground. This is just absolutely incredible. You talk about schizophrenia.
It's irresponsible at best.
Yeah. And again, we have seen this irresponsibility across the board with everything that's gone down since this administration first took office, and I do mean took office. You know, not only on 9/11, no response to Flight 77 after the two planes had hit the towers. You had this third known hijacked plane heading toward Washington for 40 minutes. Nothing was done to stop it, to slow it down, or to nothing. There was no intercept or even an attempt at an intercept or a shoot down. You know, Katrina, the same thing. They were the feds not letting people get out and get help, not letting help get in. They turned down 50 countries that offered help. Hundreds of trucks were sent from around the country. They were held out for miles outside the city, lined up for miles. Wouldn't let them in, wouldn't let people get out. You know, the best you could say about this is just horrific incompetence. Of course, it goes beyond that. It's worse than that. But nevertheless, at best, it's incompetence. And incompetence is grounds enough for impeachment and removal of these dangerous, inept officials that aren't doing their job. But
absolutely,
nothing gets done. Nobody
in
got reprimanded after 9/11. Yeah.
In my opinion, 9/11 is a travesty no matter what. If you believe the conspiracy theories, then 9/11 is a travesty. If you don't believe the conspiracy theories, then 9/11 is even more of a travesty, because that means that our government...
Yeah.
It's the most miserable failure in the history of the American people, period. Either way,
right,
we lose.
Yeah, okay, so let's humor the neocons and say it was done by Al-Qaeda. It's still grounds to remove these inept, incompetent bozos, because we are in grave danger as long as we have policies like this. I mean, wide open borders while we're supposed to be under threat of another attack. Wide open borders. Come right across, Al-Qaeda. We got our board. I mean, you know, on any ground, I don't care what position you take. You could love Bush and bow before a 40-foot bronze statue of him every morning. You still can't defend his actions and his policies. What's that?
They're not saying just come right across. They're actually building a brand new superhighway to help him board it even quicker.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right, exactly. They're rolling out the red carpet for him, literally.
Welcome to the new world.
I don't know. It's a mess.
Thank you for your time, Charles.
Anyway, John. Yeah, I appreciate your call, man. Call anytime.
All right. God bless. Thanks for your hard work, and RBNs with you.
Yeah, God bless you too, man. Talk to you later. Okay, guys, we're going to go to Ron in Ohio.
Hello.
Sure, Ron.
Hi.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've listened to your radio program. I kind of surf around the internet looking for different websites to kind of get my news source or whatever. I don't believe half the... I don't believe 99.9% of the crap coming out of the television. But one thing that I've noticed on here that disturbs me with your broadcast is you do have an advertiser who is talking about this end-of-the-world gloom and doom stuff. He's supposedly a church or a preacher, and he's saying, send us money, we'll give you information on the upcoming Antichrist, this and that.
Well, just like the broadcasts themselves, that doesn't necessarily represent the opinion of the network. I tell you what, we've got to go to a break. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And we still have Ron on the phone in Ohio. Yeah, I know what you're saying, Ron. You don't want to come across as gloom and doom. I always say, you know, that expression, hope for the best and expect the worst. You know, I'm hoping that this will turn around. We certainly can do it at this point. We're not at the point of no return. And that's what I push for, hope for, pray for. But at the same time, I recognize that, unfortunately, you know, you look at instances in history when nations have gone down this road, and you can count the exceptions to the rule on the fingers of one hand, where people have risen up and opposed a stenching tyrannical system and prevented it from taking full hold of them. It has happened, but, you know, the times are few and far in between, unfortunately. And when you look at the apathy in this country...
That's not the point I'm getting at.
This commercial
just ran again. And it's saying if you want to understand what's going to happen at the end of the world, all this garbage, I think the broadcast said that write P.O. Box somewhere in, I think they said, Athens, Tennessee. The problem with this is this is not helping people like you and your movement. These people are falsely quoting the Bible. If you know anything about dispensational theology or this end times theology, it has raised its ugly head at times in history, but most recently it raised its head about 100 years ago with a preacher named Darby, and Darbyism kind of influenced America, but that was influenced by a Zionist group. And they got a man named C.I. Schofield to write this reference Bible. And as long as we keep allowing this garbage to be pumped on the radio, this being pumped on the radio right now with your show, it needs to be removed because it's giving people a thinking that, well, okay, I believe what Mr. Giuliani is saying.
Well, no, the commercials have nothing to do with this show. Or
but they're
with
being
the
run during your show, and people are probably writing these people and buying into this lie. That's the problem. So you've got a conflicting story going on, whether you like it or not, okay? If people go buy those materials from this individual in Tennessee, they're going to be confused. And I think it's time to eliminate all the confusion. The Bible does not teach a end-of-the-world gloom and doom scenario for the year 2000 or beyond. Bible
I'll give you another example. You probably
Excuse
don't know
me?
This. You said you just turned in for the first time. In fact, I'll probably freak you out when I tell you this, but, you know, there are divergences of opinions on here. Some of the hosts on RBN probably are Trinitarian. I'm not. I see the Trinitarian doctrine as another one of these hoaxes that has been perpetrated on us by organized religion going back to the 4th century, which is when it originated. But,
yeah,
you know, am I
going
to yell at the top of my lungs that anyone who teaches it is evil and can't be trusted? No, I know a lot of people innocently believe it that don't know better, and I don't hold that against them. But the dogma itself is a scam, and it's got a lot of people fooled.
Yep.
You know, I dedicated quite a bit of time to exposing it a couple of weeks ago. You might want to check the archives.
I'm basically what you might want to call a preterist. I don't know if you're familiar with that term, but anybody can Google.
Yeah, now see, I'm not a popular fan of that dogma.
Well, it depends on which side you're listening to. There's a side of it that teaches that Buddhists and everybody are getting in the kingdom of heaven because their preterist doctrine is so liberal that it's all-inclusive, and that's not very biblically structured. And so I would be concerned, basically, a full preterist, but with ties to Lutheranism or John Calvin.
I don't want to really go too far down this road because I'm talking right now about Zionism and so forth. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Maybe you can call back on another day when I'll be discussing organized religion and its corruption and how it's influencing people politically as well as religiously in the wrong direction. I'm going to have a show on that coming up in the not-too-distant future. And talking about the role that organized religion plays in the New World Order, it's playing a major role. It has been all along. That's why the government took measures to hijack it through the 501c3 tax-exempt corporate status. It turns these churches into minions of the government, and to continue on holding their services and fleecing people with the collection box, they have to maintain compliance with government policies as a creation of the state that's required of them. So, you know, we'll take that up on another show, and by all means, I hope you call in for that. But, you know, I wanted to stick – is there any more comments you wanted to make about Zionism or –
Well, yeah, basically that and your organized religion. You know, that all plays into the hand of it too. The Bible does not give us organized religion. You know, it tells us that where two or more gathered together in my name, there I am among you. That can be your home. But it has turned into this 501c3 organized institutional thing. Of course, before 501c3, we can look back all the way to the Roman Catholic Church, which for over 200 years, there was no organized church. And that's what Jesus gave us. He didn't give us any kind of institutionalized system. The Roman Catholics went back to the templist system that the Jews had and started to pervert it all again. And from there, out of the Reformation, Luther and Calvin didn't go far enough. If they had gone far enough, they would have eliminated all institutional religion, but it exploded into...
It's the old, if you can't beat them, join them type philosophy, and that's what they did. They realized, I can't crush out organized religion. Okay, well, we'll just join it, infiltrate it, corrupt it from within, and that's proven to be a much more effective policy. Yeah.
But see, all that's corrupt, you know?
Yeah,
these people that follow the Roman Catholic Church first came up with it, the a creedalist, you know, like the Apostles' Creed. A lot, there's so many false errors in that creed that aren't even biblical.
Oh, of course.
But people consider them like the Bible. People consider the creed like the Bible, as if it's the true word, the authority.
It's called orthodoxy.
Yeah,
orthodoxy.
Right. Whatever. So I think to take care of world government and Zionism, we really do need to get back what the truth of the scriptures say. And when you start to read those truths in the scriptures, Jesus very clearly was telling his disciples, these things are coming upon you. He used personal pronouns. And all those things were completely fulfilled. The temple was destroyed, just as he said. The sacrifice.
Well, you know where you're going to lose me, and you don't even try to convince me, is when he gave signs of his second coming. He didn't come in 70 A.D. But, you know, maybe I'll do a show on that sometime, and you can call in that. I don't want to go into it now. But, you know.
He did come in 70 A.D., but.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to rightly understand.
And the earth
scripture.
Melted with fervent heat, and the clouds rolled away like a scroll, and every eye saw him.
Okay, but again, you don't understand prophetic language, and that prophetic language to determine what it's saying goes all the way back to the Old Covenant.
Every false doctrine says that. You don't understand the mystical, magical understanding of Scripture that we have. It's very clear. When he comes, every eye will see him, and the righteous will be taken up and the wicked will be left like dung upon the earth. It didn't happen, guy. Sorry. Anyway, but any more comments about Zionism? Because I wanted to
You believe those things, then you're playing into the hand of the Zionist, and you're just as equally guilty.
Okay.
Then.
The Zionists didn't exist back then, but anyway.
No, they didn't, but that philosophy called Judaism did, and that's what you're still promoting when you promote that end of the world gloom and doom lie.
It's not gloom and doom.
It is.
It's the reality that this sinful world is going to be brought to an end. It's not going to go on forever.
The Bible doesn't teach that. It says nation will rise and nation will fall, but the earth goes on forever. Now, where the heck
in
do you
sin.
Get the end of the world
that's
out of
nice.
That?
Hey, what did Jesus come to save us from then? When the Bible says God is going to wipe away all tears from their eyes.
He came to
never
save us from our sin, not from evil governments or any of that. Did Jesus start a revolt against the Roman government?
There shall be no more sorrow, nor death, nor sickness, nor crying. You know.
And if you're truly in Christ, you don't have those things. I'm sorry.
Is that prophetic language, too? God didn't mean what he said. He's not going to really wipe away all sin.
You're a literalist, and the Bible is mostly written completely in symbols and allegories.
Here's some literalism for you. I literally have to go because I want to finish this discussion of Zionism.
Well, then you're promoting the false lie of Zionism. Sorry. Bye.
Okay, I'm a Zionist then, yeah. Okay. I love Israel, everyone. Send your contribution to IPAC today. Oh, you know, some people just really jerk my turkey, and he's one of them. All right. So I'm a Zionist because I believe that Christ is coming again, as the Bible clearly teaches. I'm a literalist. Okay. Whatever. Man, I mean, you take that to its logical extent, and everything is mystical and symbolic in meaning, and don't take anything literal. You get to apply a non-literal, mystical explanation to everything, and therefore, you know, we don't exist. We are a product of our own imagination. Our imagination doesn't exist. Our imagination imagines that we're imagining things. Hey, wow. So what is real and what isn't? Nothing is real. So just go back to sleep because this isn't happening. You're not even listening to me right now. For all you know, you probably are tripping out on some mind-expanding drug and only think that you're sitting there listening to me. Maybe you're on a yacht somewhere in the Caribbean and don't even realize it. See? I mean, what? You know, let's get real. Man. I've studied heavily into this preterism thing, guys. I encourage anyone to look into it. It's all over the net. You want to talk about twisted logic? That's where it's at, right there. Look into their literalism and non-literalism interpretation, and you're going to question your own name after a while. And literally, do you exist? I mean, you know, there's one born every minute. There's no question that Zionism has perverted and corrupted a lot of people's thinking, but that's not one of those instances. All right, guys. We're going to finish this Zionism rant when I get back. Short commercial break. Stick with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, you know, I guess I do want to say a couple more things about this, because this... You know, just to clear up any confusion, at least where I stand on this matter. You know, I have a lot of different guests on here who do have divergent opinions, and very often I don't agree with a lot of what my guests say. Noam Chomsky, for example. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the guy's a shill. But he has written some good books, and, in the areas where he's good, I appreciate him for that. I learned a lot from him. You know, he talks about the fraudulence of the Cold War and all our other military operations. They never have anything to do with what, you know, the stated goal is. It's always a hidden agenda. It's usually big money or, you know, the advancement of big government, the global agenda, you know, setting up bases in the countries we attack and raping them of their resources and on and on. He's great for exposing the media and its corruption, even Israel, the government of Israel and its corruption. He's good for that. But, you know, forget asking about 9/11. He'll admit the government lies and cheats and steals and sends us into wars and causes the death of thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people around the world. He'll admit all that.
Oh, but they wouldn't do anything like 9/11, and that's just paranoid to imply that.
I mean, come on. He's a keeper of the gate, guys. But you know, I'm not going to not have him on because I don't agree with certain things and see him as a shill in certain areas. You know, I make it clear where I stand on issues. But I want the people to hear different sides and let them decide for themselves. I'll tell you where I stand, but I'm not going to suppress. You know, I would have a preterist on here. I might yet do a show on that. Maybe our guest and our friend in Ohio can call sometime. I'll have him on as a guest. TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. If you want to come on and discuss preterism, I'll be happy to do it. But, you know, expect to get some heavy disagreement from me, because things are scam. You know, guys, when you embrace an idea like that, in fact, any idea, not just in religion, politics, anything else, when you have to reinvent and reinterpret things that don't fit with your preconceived idea and say that, oh, you're being a literalist, well, that's just nonsense, because their doctrine is based on a literal understanding. Well, how did they arrive at that literal understanding? By saying that things that contradict it aren't literal. Well, then what is literal then? Where do you draw the line? How do you determine what is literal and what isn't? Obviously, by what fits with your preconceived notions. That's just nonsense. So in order to embrace that dogma, I have to learn how to interpret the Bible or reinterpret it in light of what the preconceived ideas are. Whatever fits with the preconceived ideas, I can take that as literal. Whatever doesn't, oh, just simply write it off as, no, that's not literal. I mean, you know, did Jesus come to earth? Is that literal? I could say that's figurative. You don't understand the Bible. Jesus really didn't come here. That's just a story and it's figurative. I mean, where are you going to draw the line here? For the same reason, he was just, you know, brushing away my objections as me being a literalist. I'm going to write off the whole Bible then. And say that none of it is literal, and you got to—I mean, that's what Christian Science is all about. The Keys to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, where she tells you how to properly interpret the Bible. Otherwise, you're a literalist. No, you can't take anything literal. You got to understand it in the light of what Mary Baker Eddy said. Of course, everything she said would conflict with what the preterists say. Who's right and who's wrong? You just got to go by what their definition of literal is. Nonsense. Oh, you dress anything up in a pretty enough bow and nice wrapping paper, you can sell anything to anybody. A sucker born every minute? Who came up with that expression? There's 10,000 born every second. And I marvel that he sits there and talks about Schofield and how he's got people suckered. And he's right, but then he turns around and he's trying to pawn that crap off? Please. Give me a break, man. All right, getting back to literal interpretations of literal reality, literally, talking about Zionism here. Let me go on with Carl Cameron's rant here. He said, a defense intelligence report stated Israel has a voracious appetite for information and said the Israelis are motivated by strong survival instincts which dictate every possible facet of their political and economic policies. It aggressively collects military and industrial technology, and the U.S. is a high priority target. Naturally, nothing came out of this investigation except that one of these spies, or I should say each of these spies, one by one, was sent back to Israel with our tax-paying money. The reason for this, again, guys, it's obvious. As the Fox News series pointed out, quote, investigators with the DEA, INS, and FBI have all told Fox News that to pursue or even suggest Israeli spying is considered career suicide. There you go. That's why it's been dropped, and they'll never pursue it. Considered political or career suicide. As the above Fox News report mentioned, Israel doesn't just spy on the U.S., for political reasons, but for economic reasons as well. Along this line, the December 16, 2004 Washington Times reported, quote, Israeli defense officials in the United States have been accused by the FBI of industrial espionage, the second spying complaint leveled against Israel in 4 months, Israel's Army Radio has reported. So they do so for economic reasons. Of course, that's what Echelon has been used heavily for, the NSA's spy network. They've been spying on European companies and selling the information to U.S. firms, guys, to give them an edge, an economic edge over their competitors. All right, guys, short break again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. I don't know if you guys ever saw that Star Trek episode, but Kirk and the gang had landed on this planet. They were beamed down, and I don't remember the exact plot of it, but anyway, they were being attacked, and they finally figured out what was going on. It came down to a life or death thing. It was either they were going to die or their attackers were going to die. So they were in this life or death struggle. And they finally realized what was actually happening is everything was fake. It was all an illusion. Some alien power had set this whole thing up. And what they were living was just all, you know, illusionary. Nobody was really getting hurt. Nobody was dying. It was all a fraud. And that they could overcome their attackers, not with, you know, their phasers, but with their imagination. If they could just imagine, convince themselves that this wasn't real and tell the illusions, "You're not real, I don't believe it," then the whole thing would crumble and the game would be over. And they would be, you know, the victors. And so that's what they did. And sure enough, the whole thing, you know, the illusion fell apart and then they were free to go. In fact, the aliens said, you know, "Congratulations, you figured it out. You have won. We wanted to see how smart you were," or whatever, you know. But that reminds me of preterists, you know. Everything, you got to convince yourself that whatever doesn't fit with your preconceived idea that's in the Bible, it just think it away Imagine it away. It doesn't exist. It's not there. It doesn't mean what it says. And then everything's fine. You're in a cozy world if you imagine it away. Everything's, you know, I mean, it's so completely, thoroughly twisted. You literally have to think away mounds and mounds of passages that fly right in the face of what you've been told is true. And you can do that simply by saying it's not literal, it's not literal. But there clearly are other passages they read that are literal. Why are they literal? And the ones that conflict with their dogma aren't. Again, who sets the criteria? Oh, God, help these people. I don't know, man. Without being on Prozac, their minds are every bit as much under control as if they were. It's a non-surgical lobotomy. It's amazing, the power of deception, guys. Oh, anyway, getting back to Zionism, guys, I want to touch a little bit on Christian Zionism, because as it turns out, most Zionists in this country are, in fact, non-Jewish Christians. Most Zionists, in fact, are not Jews, and most Jews are not Zionists. Anyway, let me go on here. Far from the U.S. doing anything, you know what? Actually, before I touch on Christian Zionism, I want to talk a little bit more about the Palestinian issue. This is interesting. Former Congressman Paul Findlay, November 13, 2006 edition of Friday Magazine, had this to say. The massive aid that we keep sending has long helped Israel to inflict lethal degradation on mostly Muslim Palestinians. We are silent when Israel makes Gaza a vast, miserable, and bloody concentration camp where 1.4 million human beings are denied electricity, clean water, housing, food, and medical care. We look the other way when Israel arrests officials of Palestine's freely elected government. Our Congress approves when Israel herds the rest of the Palestinians like cattle behind high walls and fences. Every U.S. president, beginning with Lyndon B. Johnson, could have stopped Israel's major crimes simply by suspending all U.S. aid until Israel behaved. Every Congress could have done the same, but none did. The only U.S. president to stand resolutely against Israel's criminal behavior was Dwight D. Eisenhower. Israel's influence has led America into one awful mess after another. Jimmy Carter wrote an article for the December 10th, 2006 Los Angeles Times in which he declared, quote, "The many controversial issues concerning Palestine and the path to peace for Israel are intensely debated among Israelis and throughout other nations, but not in the United States. For the last 30 years, I have witnessed and experienced firsthand severe restraints on any free and balanced discussion of the facts. This reluctance to criticize any policies of the Israeli government is because of the extraordinary lobbying efforts of the American Israel Political Action Committee." And by the way, that's not the actual acronym, meaning it's not the Political Action Committee, it's Public Affairs Committee. They don't want to be seen as a regular PAC group, but they are, and that is, as far as I'm concerned, what it stands for. Carter probably knows this, and he interprets it that way, because that is what they are. Anyway, because of IPAC and the absence of any significant contrary voices, it would be almost politically suicidal. There's that term again. Carter used it. Politically suicidal for members of Congress to espouse a balanced position between Israel and Palestine, to suggest that Israel will simply comply with international law, or to speak in defense of justice of human rights for Palestinians. There's no allowance for fair discussion, he says, and he's right. All right, now on to Christian Zionism real quick, guys. I want to finish this off here before the show ends. One of the biggest advocates of Christian Zionism has been Pat Robertson, and quite aggressively so. As the townhall.com website reported on December 17, 2003, quote, "American conservative Christian leader Dr. Pat Robertson warned Israel on Wednesday against agreeing to political initiatives with the Palestinians, and especially allowing the establishment of a Palestinian state. Surrendering their ancient biblical claim to the land, he said, would be tantamount to committing suicide. And then it goes on to say how he warned Bush not to pursue this, you know, the peace plan, the pathway to peace, I think is what they called it. He warned them that if that happened, that Christians would pull away their support and would form their own Christian Zionist party. Unbelievable. Anyway, guys, I wanted to finish my discussion of the protocols from where I left off. I believe it was on Monday. And I'm hoping I can get through that at the end of this show. Let me read some more excerpts here from the protocols and tell me if you don't see that this stuff is being and has been put into practice, into place, ever since 1905 when they first emerged publicly. Here's another excerpt. It is essential to teach in national schools one simple, true piece of knowledge, the basis of all knowledge, the knowledge of the structure of human life, of social existence, which requires division of labor and consequently the division of men into classes and conditions. In the present state of knowledge and the direction we have given to its development to the people, blindly believing things in print cherishes, thanks to promptings intended to mislead and to its own ignorance, a blind hatred towards all conditions which it considers above itself, for it has no understanding of the meaning of class and condition. So here, they're boasting that through their control of the education system, they would create this class distinction. Guys, right here in my town, up until just a couple years ago, they actually had one middle school for the upper class and another middle school for the lower class kids. This went on for several years until enough complaint was made. They finally changed the policy. This has been going on in other communities around the country. And their claim, you know, reason for that is, oh, well, we want to, you know, they gloss it over real nice. You know, well, oh, we don't want the underprivileged kids to target the more privileged kids, you know, stealing from them or whatever, or even aggressing on them out of jealousy. So we're doing this just to protect the kids. Guys, they're doing it to instill in them this division, this that actually entices them to be more divisive. And, you know, they're doing this on purpose, guys. It's psychological conditioning, getting them ready for adulthood to where the plebs, the peasants, will work for the, you know, the serf lords, and they want that animosity there. You know, one of the jobs I worked at years ago, I worked with autistic kids, and they actually sent a memo around. My supervisor showed it to me. They told the supervisors they did not want them associating with the help. They didn't want them getting friendly with the help because then it would be more difficult to implement policies and procedures, and harder for them to be unbiased in their enforcement of them. So no being friends outside the workplace or even inside the workplace with the help. They didn't want them to have friendly relations. They wanted the staff to be intimidated. They want this idea of class distinction and superiority of the higher ranking officials in a company, and they get more money, you get less, they're up the ladder, you're down the ladder, they're superior, you're inferior. You know, and this is all instilled in them from the time they're in their early school years. This is what the elites have said they were going to do in the protocols, and that's exactly what they've done. Let me continue on here. This hatred will be still further magnified by the effects of an economic crisis, which will stop dealings on the exchanges and bring industry to a standstill. Of course, that's what happened in 1929 with their rigged stock market crash. And, of course, there's yet another one just around the corner, if they have their way. The quote continues, "We shall create by all the secret subterranean methods or underground methods open to us, and with the aid of gold, which is entirely in our hands, a universal economic crisis whereby we shall throw upon the streets whole mobs of workers simultaneously in all the countries of Europe. These mobs will rush delightedly to shed the blood of those who, in the simplicity of their ignorance, they have envied from their cradles, and whose property they will then be able to loot. Do you understand what I mean? How sick these scoundrels are that wrote this, guys? They want to instill madness in the streets. People like raving lunatics, killing one another, fighting over resources, over money, and it's all by design, turning people rabidly hateful toward one another. Look how this country is divided. Not recognizing their common enemy, the scoundrel sellout politicians in Washington, both Democrats and Republicans, they're divided over these stupid so-called bipartisan issues. There is no bipartisanship, guys. Only in the blind eyes of the people. Not in Washington. But they want you to think there is, to keep you divided so you can't be united against a common enemy. Ours, the protocols continue. Ours, they will not touch. Because the moment of attack will be known to us, and we shall take measures to protect our own. Remember the French Revolution. The secrets of its preparations are well known to us, for it was wholly the work of our hands. They are admitting that they orchestrated the French Revolution. Of course they did. Like the Russian Revolution, the German Revolution, 1848, on and on and on it goes. The same family names passing on the torch from generation to generation, orchestrating this garbage behind the curtain. The protocols continue. We shall create an intensified centralization of government in order to grip in our hands all the forces of the community. We shall regulate mechanically all the actions of the political life of our subjects by new laws. Just look around, you guys, at all the new legislation passed over the past several decades, all designed to regulate every aspect of your life. You can't so much as breathe without violating some law. At any given moment, every American is guilty of breaking some law and could thereby technically be arrested, charged, fined, whatever. These laws will withdraw one by one all the indulgences and liberties which have been permitted by the common people, and our kingdom will be distinguished by a despotism of such magnificent proportions as to be at any moment and in every place in a position to wipe out any common people, or goyim, who oppose us by deed or word. Unbelievable, magnificent proportions. Who and what is in a position to overthrow an invisible force? And this is precisely what our force is. The plan of action of our force, even its very abiding place, remains for the whole people an unknown mystery. There is... Guys, if you haven't done so, you got to Google this. The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Read the whole thing. I'm just reading some key excerpts from this, but it's the most satanic thing I've read in my life. There is not one state which would anywhere receive financial support from us if it were to raise its arm. For every one of them must bear in mind that any agreement against us would be unprofitable for itself. We are too strong. There is no evading our power. The nations cannot come to even an inconsiderable private agreement without our secretly having a hand in it. Listen to how they boast here, these scoundrels. Capital must be free to establish a monopoly of industry and trade. This is already being put in execution by an unseen hand in all quarters of the world. This freedom will give political force to those engaged in industry, and that will help to oppress the people. Nowadays, it is more important to disarm the peoples than to lead them into war. More important to use for our own advantage the passions which have burst into flames than to quench their fire. More important to catch up and interpret the ideas of others to suit ourselves than to extradite them. Or eradicate them, I guess is the word. Guys, again, disarmament. Look what's going on. Police departments around the country telling you, oh yeah, hand in your unregistered weapons, no questions asked. Some departments will even pay you to hand in your weapons. They want to disarm the people so they're totally defenseless against their coming tyranny. And what people are they seeking to disarm? The criminals? No. They're telling you that that's what this is about, but criminals don't hand in their weapons during gun drives. It's only stupid law-abiding citizens who hand them in, and that's just the ones they want to disarm. The criminals won't turn against the government. In fact, they'll offer criminals, freedom. They'll open the jail cells. Just hunt down the people who have unregistered weapons for us. We'll pay you to do it and give you your freedom, and they'll do it. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Radio. Just got a few more minutes here, and I'm not going to be able to finish this, but I covered essentially most of the important excerpts. Again, Google Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. They're all over the internet, guys, and read them. This is the blueprint of the New World Order. You want to understand what's going on in the world today, why it's so messed up? Read these protocols and everything will come to light and fall into place, and you will see exactly why things are happening the way that they are. It's all laid out here, and it's astonishing when you read this. Your jaw just drops to the ground, and you realize now what's really happening here. I'll just read a couple more quick here. We have got our hands into the administration of the law, into the conduct of elections, into the press, into liberty of the person, but principally into education and training as being the cornerstones of a free existence. We must arm ourselves with all the weapons which our opponents might employ against us. We must search out in the very finest shades of expression and the knotty points of the lexicon of law justification for those cases where we shall have to pronounce judgments that might appear abnormally audacious and unjust. In other words, we've got to make our unjust policies look just through propaganda. Everything we do must be done to give the appearance of legitimacy. And that's all our laws are about. All the legislation they pass, guys, does not serve our interests. It only appears to do so on the surface, but a closer examination reveals, for example, Patriot Act, New Freedom Initiative. You see the propaganda Orwellian terms that they use? It's unbelievable. It's right in your face. Anyway, I guess RBN's telling me a caller would like the web address again. I'm not sure which web address they're talking about. If you're talking about how to get my books, that would be at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, and just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and that will tell you how to, that will pull up all the books I have available, and you can see which ones you want to get. The New World Disorder, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, et al. I guess they want information about the protocols. Just do a Google search or whatever search engine you like to use, Yahoo, and type in protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And, you'll see about 5 million websites come up that have them. Just, pick one of your choice and read them. Absolutely astonishing, guys. The protocols of learned elders of Zion, once again, is the blueprint for the New World Order. And I don't know, maybe in a future show I'll come back to this some more, but I think I've read enough between today and Monday is when I started these. You can go back in the archives and listen, and I give some comments on them. But no question about it, these protocols have been followed to a T, and almost everything that they called for, virtually none of which was in place in 1905, is now in place today or is at least on the horizon. Again, in the few moments I have left, I'll read a couple more. Until there will no longer be any risk in entrusting responsible posts in our states to others, we shall put them in the hands of persons whose past and reputation are such that between them and the people lie an abyss. Persons who, in case of disobedience to our institutions, must face criminal charges or disappear, this in order to make them defend our interests to their last gasp. In other words, find politicians that are corrupted or corrupt them, catch them in the act, and threaten them as blackmail that they remain compliant or we're going to spill the beans on them. That's what we got today, guys. Oh, that's what we got today. The minute they speak out, they get exposed. Keep their mouths shut, and they ride the wave smooth. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Got a great guest lined up on Monday. We'll see you then. Take care.
It's true. Gold.